original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is dishing. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night here on Max and Friends. I'm glad you're here tonight, because tonight we're going to give you five exercises that you can start doing today to help you optimize your alertness, your relaxation, and balance. Well, you know, Dr. Joseph Cardillo, we've played him twice now with replays, because you all have been asking for him. And he's going to be here live tonight giving us these five exercises that you can start doing today, because we are in a new moon, people. Today starts the new moon. And of course, you know what that means is that we've got to clear out some of the clutter in our lives. What are the things that matter to you? What do you want to keep in your life? What are the things that matter? You know, if you're going through your home right now, I want you to, or your mind or whatever you need to declutter, I offer this to you. Think about the things you want to keep and the things that matter to you. And the things that don't matter to you, donate them. Get rid of them. Clear out your life. Clear out your mind. Clear out your house. We've got to do the work, people. So tonight, we're definitely going to do our work here on Max and Friends. Speaking of doing your work, I've been doing my work with the Unicorn Children's Foundation. Check them out at unicornchildrensfoundation.org. We're like in the month for this big Buddha ball that I'm chairing with Donald Trump, with Melania Trump, with my friend Cindy Cross, and of course, with our mistress of ceremony, Eva LaRue. It's going to be an exciting event, March 16th at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. So I've got to let you all know about that. Tickets are available, and this is my invitation to you. They're all costly. They start about $500 and go up, but it's for a great cause, which is Unicorn Children's Foundation. So do check them out. Well, I'm going to tell you, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. You know what that means. It's my birthday. So happy birthday to Max. But on that note, you know, this Valentine's Day is the year to get your Valentine something fun and different. Don't you all agree? Well, uncommongoods.com has the most funky, trendy, and uncommon gifts that make the perfect gift to give. So I want you to tweet me, at Max Tucci, hashtag Valentine, and let me know why your Valentine is so special in your life. Because we're going to be giving an amazing gift tonight away. It's a mixology set, something that I love from uncommongoods.com. And it's going to be your favorite new Valentine gift to give. So tweet me, at Max Tucci, hashtag Valentine, and let me know why you think your Valentine is the perfect candidate for the giveaway here that we're doing tonight. We're giving away a really cool gift. So stay tuned. I'm going to let you know at the end of the show who the winner is. And what I'm going to do right now, you know, it's been a year. The Grammys are on tonight, everyone. And I don't know. I find them to be a really bad version of a telethon going on. So I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Max Tucci, hashtag Grammys. Also, while we're tweeting and everything, I want you to tweet Dr. Cardillo. Now, you know, he's been on Max and Friends. You all love him. I know you do, because you've let me know about him, how much you love the show. So his tweet, I love his tweet. This is how personal we get, everyone. You can tweet him directly. So I'm going to pull up his tweet in a minute. But you know what? I want to talk to you guys, because it's been a year, you know, since the death of Whitney Houston. And it still blows my mind that such a talent that Oprah called The Voice is no longer with us. But her songs are always here. Her catalog shall always remain. There was an amazing documentary that Oprah did with her mother and her brother. And it was quite shocking to find out that her brother was, in fact, the one that introduced her to drugs and not Bobby Brown. I think that was a big wake-up call for a lot of people. So, you know, I always love my Whitney. I think her songs are super inspiring. And there's one song in particular. You know, when Dr. Cardillo was here last time, we talked about the power. And do you know your own strength, people? You've got it. Well, I want you to tweet Dr. Cardillo at Dr. Mind Fitness. You know, his books are coming out. He's got a new book coming out this June, The Five Seasons. We're going to talk about that tonight. How to synchronize your life with the seasons. And, of course, Be Like Water. And Can I Have Your Attention? Bow to Life, people. Those are just some of his titles. We're going to talk to him tonight, because I want to know these five exercises that we can start doing today. But until then, like Whitney sang, and this song goes out to Whitney Houston, because it's one of my favorite songs, one of my favorite quotes that goes, every time you say my name, my spirit shall live. So on that note, Whitney Houston, I didn't know my own strength. And when we're back, Dr. Cardillo, and we're going to give you your strength here on Max and Friends tonight. Stay tuned.
Turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That was Whitney Houston. I didn't know my own strength. Well, do you know your own strength, people? Do you want to get to know your own strength? You know you were not built to break, don't you? Well, tonight, Dr. Cardillo is back, and he's given us 5 exercises that you can start doing today, right this moment, life class on Max and Friends. I want you to tweet me, at Max Tucci, and hashtag life class. You've got your assignments tonight. Speaking of assignments, get your pens and your paper ready, because I want you to get this wonderful exercise, these 5 exercises that are really going to transform your life and help take it to the max. Speaking of, we've got Dr. Cardillo here again on Max and Friends with the 5 exercises you can start doing today to help you optimize your alertness, relaxation, and balance. Welcome back, Dr. Cardillo, to Max and Friends.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great tonight. I thank you that you're here because, you know, we've had so many people requesting you to come back on the show. It's 11:11 on the East Coast. Everyone make your wish. On that note, Dr. Cardillo, what is your wish for this new year that we have upon us?
Well, you know, I hope it's peaceful. I hope it's peaceful. And I hope that we all can, you know, find a little more satisfaction and meaning in the things that we do.
Absolutely. Well, tonight we've got things to do. We've got a life class for people. So I want everyone to tweet us at Max Tucci. You all know Dr. Cardillo. His books, Be Like Water, Can I Have Your Attention? And coming out this June, The 5 Seasons, How to Synchronize Your Life with the Seasons. So, Dr. Cardillo, you know, before we get into this exercise, these 5 exercises, what made you write The 5 Seasons?
Well, you know, I wrote Be Like Water about 10 years ago now. A major element in Be Like Water was being able to harmonize, what goes on in inside us with, you know, the environment around us or the world around us. And so I took another look at how I might explain, you know, a similar idea, and, you know, and I found the roots in Eastern wisdom, with the 5 universal cycles or the 5 seasons, that manifest, the energies that we tap into, throughout our lives and really minute by minute. So, you know, I wanted to share that with people because it takes something that in a way can be very, very complex and it just simplifies it because everybody already kind of has a sense of seasonal cycles and I think everybody has a sense of how they affect our lives too.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of affecting our lives, tonight we're going to affect some lives because we have 5 exercises that our listeners can start doing right this moment to help them optimize their alertness, their relaxation, and their balance. So I think we need to dive right into this because our time is limited here. We do have a life class tonight. We're not going to be taking any callers because we just don't have time for that because we want you to be able to break free this week to collect the power and to take life to the max. Now, I have to give you a note that attention training is a form of behavior modification. Its objective is getting the brain to perform the way you want it to in specific situations. Dr. Cardillo, can you just explain a little bit more about that attention training and being a behavior modification?
Yeah, all the exercises that I include in my books are intended to train the mind to be able to eventually behave the way we want it to automatically. Without exercises, the exercises are a form of behavior modification that will change, the way you act in specific situations and the way you respond to life in specific situations. And then you can choose the way you want to respond and your brain will do it automatically for you.
Well, I'm ready for my brain to learn tonight. You know, we talked about last time we were on the show how the spirit regulates the mind and the mind regulates the body. So tonight I'm ready for my spirit to regulate my mind and to get my mind to regulate my body so that we can start performing and we can start performing life and everything that we do to the max. You know, that's what I like to say. So everyone, get ready. Get your pens ready. Get your tweets ready, my tweethearts, and tweet me at Max Tucci. And of course, you got to tweet Dr. Cardillo as well. Which is Dr. Yours is Dr. Mind Fitness at Dr. Mind Fitness. Go to josephcardillo.com. to learn more about my guest tonight. You all know about him because you all been tweeting me and emailing me. So let's get this going. I was giving you some time, everyone, to get some pens and some paper ready, or get your iPads ready and start typing. Because our first exercise of the five exercises that you can start doing today to help you optimize your alertness, relaxation, and balance with Dr. Joseph Cardillo is exercise for centering. Number one, exercise for centering. So how do we exercise for centering, Dr. Cardillo?
Well, you know, centering is very important, and I, you know, I think that it's the hub. It's at the core of our focus and our attention, because it's what makes our attention meaningful to us. So, you know, I highly recommend the following exercise, that we spend a day randomly checking in to see if you're centered. Centering puts your focus on yourself, which is who you are and who you are when you're most authentic. Some traditions refer to the self as who you are at your deepest, and I think I've said before that some refer to the self as the seat of the soul. So either way, the self is your headquarters for good attention and more personally, and more meaningful, satisfying decision making, I think. So here's the exercise. You know, find some time during the day to just be silent. Take some time, just sit silently and comfortably somewhere that you like. It's okay to make some tea or other relaxing warm drinks. Take a deep breath and draw the air in using the bottom of your lungs. This is what we call abdominal breathing. And if you just try to imagine drawing the air in from the bottom of your lungs down, and then the idea is to try to get out of your head. As the expression goes, we're going to go inward and let your mind take the elevator down to the very center of your body. This is a spot about 6 inches above the navel. And in Chinese, it is known as the Dan Tian, or the body's energy center. Use your breath to guide you if you're having a little trouble getting there. And just put your mind right there at the center of your body and keep it there. And don't think, but pay attention. Relax and let your mind be like a lake, letting pleasant images float across it and letting nothing stick. And the idea is to just watch what passes across the lake, almost like reflections, and watch non-judgmentally. Then put your attention on your heart, and in Chinese this is called the Xin, X-I-N, Xin, and not on what other people or places or things want you to desire, but what you really desire, what's really in your heart. And again, just watch objectively, almost as images float across your mind. And the point is to just try to see what's in your heart. And I would recommend doing this twice a day for an optimum effect, once in the morning and once in the evening for about 20 minutes.
Now, I want to talk to you real quick because there's something here you said, don't think. And I know that my listeners tonight are going to be like, how in the world are we not supposed to think, Dr. Cardillo? And then we're saying we're supposed to visualize things in a lake. Doesn't that constitute as thinking?
No, widen the lens. Widen the lens and just kind of watch it without really thinking. Kind of like when you're really caught in the flow of a concert and you're watching the whole stage, the whole thing at once, and you're not really zeroing in on any one thing. You're just watching the whole stage, and you're not necessarily thinking a lot of the time if you're really into the flow of the music.
That's right. You get into that flow,
you know,
and it just sets you free. Yeah.
You get a similar effect if you're watching a movie. Sometimes you're watching the whole screen. You're not in a way. Sometimes you may even lose. You may even lose sight of the fact that you're watching a screen. You might be right in it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, people are going to ask me, I know, what your heart desire is. And I say your heart desire is that thing that just when you think about it, gives you chills and almost can make you cry. So I think, you know, your heart virtue or your heart desire is that thing that just we've talked about it here on Max and Friends. It just gives you full body chills. And it's kind of a confirmation with your intuition and with your inner being and with your zen, let's say, to really let you understand what you're here for, which is your heart virtue and your heart desire. So exercise number one was exercise for centering. Now, if you missed any of that, I want you to encourage you to go to www.latalkradio.com/max.php because that's where all of the archives are for the show. And you can replay this there and you can do this over and over again. If you don't get it the first time, I don't expect you to, and neither does Dr. Cardillo. So we want you to listen to it again. Email me, max@maxtucci.com, and let me know what you're thinking. And let me know if you found the center of yourself, because we're going to move to exercise number two, which is the exercise for improving focus, the self-scan. How do we self-scan ourselves, Dr. Cardillo?
Now, this one here is more of a nut and bolt exercise, and there's a few steps to it, but after you try it a couple of times, you'll start to go through the steps more quickly and more automatically. Now, the way I look at the self-scan is as you go from one situation to another. So let's say that we're talking on the phone with one individual, and then we end the conversation and we're talking on the phone with another individual, or you go from one room at your place of employment to another room, and you're going from one event to another. So at that transformation, I would apply the self-scan. Here are the steps. So as you go from one daily situation to another, the first thing to do is to ask yourself, where am I? How is that different from where I just was as I'm entering this new place? So as I enter one office, as I leave one office and enter another one, I might ask myself, where am I and how is this different? The next question I would ask myself is, what do I want from this situation? And that'll start to focus me on my new situation. And then the next question I would ask myself is, what should I want from this situation? Because it might be different. What have I done in a similar situation in the past? And then, do I want to do things differently this time? And then, if so, how? And then lastly, what should I go ahead and do? And then what should I try to avoid? So I'll go through those again. As you're going into a new situation, where am I? What do I want from this situation? What should I want? What have I done in the past? Do I want to do anything differently? If so, how? And what should I go ahead and do? And then what should I try to avoid? And I think that those steps will help you align your focus with where you really want to be in that situation, and your actions will be your own.
So basically, we're X-raying the moment, right?
Yes. Yeah, great, yeah.
Did y'all get that? This is a good moment for me because I'm getting this. You know, if y'all could picture an X-ray machine, right? We go right to the core. And in that X-ray machine, if there's something in its way, it's going to show up on the film. So everyone, X-ray the moment that you're in and ask yourself those questions. Where am I and what do I want and so on? So, yeah, I like that. I like to.
Yeah, because also that's going to change.
Yeah.
That's going to change.
And I think it's good, too. It's like that breath before we speak or that breath before we get angry. It's that we need to X-ray the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it will bring us alertness, that's for sure, right?
Yeah, and it'll start to line it up with what you really want to be doing in that moment and what you need to be getting out of the moment rather than, you know, just kind of going through it happenstance.
Now, I've got a great question from a Twitter follower here, and she wants to know, Meganella, what if you have a house full of little ones and it's hard to find a quiet place?
Which I do. Well, you know, I timing's everything, I think, at least around here. You know, so, you know, you have to, you know, it's interesting. That's a really good question because, you know, I used to have a fairly rigid schedule. And then as my children were born, you know, that schedule got a lot more flexible. So I think that we got to be more flexible. That's all.
And, you know, this is what I have to offer to everyone. Everyone, there's always more time if we wake up earlier. Now, I know you're going to say, well, I go to bed so late and I already get up so late as is. But we have to do our work, everyone. This is to help you optimize your alertness, your relaxation, and your balance. Because once those are all in a flow and in alignment, your day is going to go by so much more harmonious that you can get up earlier and focus on yourself. We've got to do our work. This is the time, people, to do your work. Speaking of doing our work, we've got to do number three. We're here with Dr. Joseph Cardillo. We're talking about the five exercises you can start doing today, this moment, to help you optimize your alertness, your relaxation, and your balance. Get your pens and your papers ready. If you're just joining us now, this is a life class with Max Tucci and Dr. Joseph Cardillo. Number three, exercise for staying in harmony with others and yourself. How can we exercise our mind and our spirits to stay in harmony, Dr. Cardillo, when there's arrows coming at us every day and we just want to shoot them back?
Don't shoot them back. rechannel those arrows. This exercise is pure fun. So it's not as heady as the other one. In fact, it's kind of intuitive. So I call this one "Be the Candle, Be the Flame." So you can, you know, in trying to achieve harmony, you can metaphorically be either the candle or the flame. So here's how the exercise going. Have fun with this one. This one here you can really play around with. It's a playful exercise, and it's intended to inspire you to what different realities there are to trying to harmonize and move in step with others and of course stay in step with them. I think it helps you see people, places, and things around you more objectively, and it and you can learn to synchronize without thinking. And that sounds like a lot for this very, very simple little exercise. All you need is a candle. So here's how it goes. Light a candle, preferably one with a longer wick, so that you can get a longer flame. And, of course, the candle would be on a table. And hold your hand so that the palm of your hand is facing the flame. Uh-huh. And then you want your hand to be close enough to feel the warmth, but then don't get burned. So your hand's going to face the flame palm first, and you're going to be close enough so that you can feel the heat of the flame. Now, here's the interesting part. You can start to move your hand in a circular motion around the flame and stay close enough to feel the heat and avoid contact with the flame. The idea is to avoid contact with the flame and to continue to feel the heat as you make circular motions around the candle with your hand. See how the flame will follow your hand and how it will bend, helping you to follow it. And that gets kind of interesting. You can really play with that. As your hand's going around the flame, you'll notice that the flame will bend into your hand, and you can move your hand away from it just enough so that it won't burn you, but you can still feel its heat. And as you continue to circle it, the flame will start to make circular motions and follow you around. And if you go toward the flame will bend backward, and then you can actually pull it forward as you move your hand back. So you can have a lot of fun with this exercise. It's titled Be the Candle, Be the Flame. And you'll note that if you move too far away from the flame, you'll lose contact. And if you move in too close, of course, you would get burned. So you learn how to more or less intuitively stay in contact or in harmony with the flame. And then and then you can take some of those ideas and transfer them to, you know, getting along with people on a day-to-day basis, and just trust your intuition when you're moving in close or when you're getting too distant. So that's kind of a fun little exercise.
Absolutely. Be the candle, be the flame. We've got to make a little disclaimer here. I'm getting a note that says, if in fact you go ahead and go with this experiment, if you get burnt, it's on your own. We have nothing to do. And we do, we release all – you release all of your qualms with us. So be careful, people, because you are playing with fire, literally. And I think that's what life is about. You know, we play with fire, Dr. Cordillo, and we either do get burnt, or we either learn how to manipulate the fire, or we learn how to control ourselves not to get burnt. So be the candle, be the flame. And one of my favorite quotes is that a million lights can be lit from one candle. So let that little light that you have inside shine, everyone. Be the candle, be the flame. It's a great exercise. And definitely, I think, you know, what is the objective when we take this away to then put that into our life? How can we, not with our hand, but more with our mind and our words, because our words are sometimes a flame. How can we shut that flame down sometimes, Dr. Cordillo?
Well, I think that we have to one of the things that we can do is to develop a quicker and a quicker intuition, and to trust our intuition. It's kind of like it's kind of like if we're walking through a busy hallway and there's people walking every which way. Most of the time, we can coordinate our movement so that we're not bumping into people, and we're not really given an awful lot of cognitive power to that. We're just kind of doing it. And I think that we could take a lot of the strain out of our communication with people if we allowed some of that same intuitive energy into the communication. And I think we just have to get used to trusting that intuition a lot more. And that's why I think sometimes just a simple little game can help.
Absolutely. And you're able to trust yourself, because in that little game, be the candle, be the flame, the trust is that you're not going to burn yourself. So in the trust that you have for yourself, if you want to be harmonious with others, I think you need to not burn other people. So trust yourself not to burn yourself or others. Hey, Ronan, what's everybody listening to tonight?
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Succi. If you're just joining us, then shame on you, because we're giving you the five exercises that you can start doing today to help you optimize your alertness, your relaxation, and your balance with Dr. Joseph Cordillo. Check out josephcordillo.com. He's the author of Be Like Water, Can I Have Your Attention, Bow to Life, and coming out this summer, The Five Seasons, How to Synchronize Your Life with the Seasons. Dr. Cordillo, you know, we're doing this wonderful exercise here tonight, giving people really knowledge, and with knowledge gets power. And that's what we talked about in the last time you're here, was power, and how that we have the power within us to do great things. Now, how do we have the power to exercise? The number four exercise, the power to optimize your mind. How can we optimize our mind with this power we have inside?
Well, you know, we talked about this a little bit before, the way I'm defining optimizing the mind is to be balanced right in between calmness and alert, so that we're acting with our optimum alertness and yet an optimum calmness simultaneously.
I like to say between our conscious and subconscious, right?
Well, it's another way to look at it. It's another way to look at it. And so one of the, you know, I've got a lot of exercises, you know, particularly across the various books on how we can attempt to reach that balance. But I think the first thing we have to do is to kind of sense when we're a little too mellow to perform the task that we want, so we know we need to go up a little bit. Or sometimes we're a little too jumpy to be performing whatever task we have in mind, and so we know we have to go down a little bit or relax a little bit. So one of the things that I like to do is to use music. I think music is a great way to balance the mind right in that and right in between, you know, a perfect calmness and a perfect alertness. And
the last time you were here, we talked about music being our drug, you know, because literally with the music, music can either bring you up or bring you down. So it's going to crash you like a drug, or it's going to bring you up like a drug. So
that's right.
Music is our drug, people, and it's a natural one. So I encourage you, go to music instead of drugs to give you the high that you need or to bring you down that you need, because sometimes we do need to come down a little bit. So let's talk about how we can optimize our mind, exercise number four, with music.
So what I would like to see people do is, I think we all need at least two playlists that we can use, one to bring us up and one to bring us down a little bit so that we can optimize. And then I usually have a third one, which is my heavy stress busting file. So, you know, I have one that'll drive you up, one that'll drive you down, and one that'll bust stress when it's heavy. So what I think we could do is we could make a playlist of about four or five songs that we can call our going up playlist. Now, I'm going to give a couple of samples of songs that are on my going up playlist, but I think that for these to work, you really have to use songs that you like yourself, and the more you like them, the better they work to actually change
Absolutely.
Your mindset.
All right, everyone, so get your pens ready, because this is going to be your going up file first, and we're using songs of 130 BPM plus. What does that mean? Beats per minute.
Well, they're not all going to be. Most of them will be 130 BPM plus. BPM is beats per minute. So if you want to, that's just one way to look at it. But some songs affect us emotionally so well that you don't have to pay attention to the beats per minute, because the song, the emotional effect that the song is having on you will charge you up. But it, you know, as a basic tool, BPM or beats per minute, if you look at 130 beats per minute plus, so you could go all the way to 175, even 200 beats per minute. For example, the Stray Cats' Rock This Town is about 204 beats per minute.
Wow.
It'll pep you up quickly. Whereas you take something like Norah Jones's "You Turn Me On" is 59 beats per minute, so that'll slow you down. But getting back to the playlist, you can use songs that either have a high emotional effect on you and drive you up or drive you, you know, or mellow you out, or you can use the BPMs. Either one works pretty well. At the top of my list, I have Mozart's Sonata in D major. Some people refer to that as K48. And this one here has actually been lab tested and is known to boost alertness. So you can find that on YouTube, or you can
mention it one more time.
That. Yep. It's Mozart's Sonata in D major. K48, and again, this one here has been lab tested to drive alertness upward.
Now, if you're just joining us, these are playlists and these are songs that are going up file to bring you up. So Mozart, D major. Number two, what's another song you have on that list?
Number two is The Power.
Yes, I've got the power. Hold on. Hey, Ronan, can you find I've Got the Power real quick? And when you let me know, just hit me a message that we have, and I want to play it real quick. So number two is what? I've Got the Power.
Yes, and this is a perfect song because it sends the right lyrical message, you know, and it's got the right rhythms. So this one here will drive your attention upward. A song like My Sharona by Knack will do the same thing. And, of course, Rock This Town by the Stray Cats. But then you can try different types of music too, like, for example, the Notre Dame fight song, or the Michigan fight song. Those, and particularly if they have memories attached to them at all, you know, they'll drive your attention. Then you can use songs that might have a message that's really powerful, even though the BPMs are not as high. The message can do it for you. And so for this one, I'd like to use "These Are the Days" by 10,000 Maniacs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a sort of a carpe diem theme in that.
How appropriate,
then,
we're talking about all this music on Grammy night. You know, I've got to tell you, I call these, since the last show that I have you on, I call these my treadmill songs, because these are songs that get me going on the treadmill. But I love, you know, I've talked about it, was the Top Gun song from Van Halen. That just gets me, like, running to a whole nother level.
All right, here's one completely out of left field, but can drive your attention and alertness high because of the emotional connection. If you have a connection to a song like this, and this is the mega hit by Jennifer Osborne. It's titled "If God Were One of Us." I don't know if you know that
song. Of course,
but it's a
great slob
song.
Like one of us, trying to make his way home.
That's right. So, I mean, if you connect with that song, it'll do it for you.
Absolutely.
So those are a couple of good going up songs. Now I've got this book that I co-authored with Galena Midland from Columbia, and the title of that book is "Your Playlist Can Change Your Life." And we've got you know, probably hundreds of playlists in that book. For going up, going down, insomnia playlists, and all kinds of things. So,
well, speaking of playlists, you did it. You like you. It's a book that is really the playlist. Your playlist. So, everyone, you need to get that book. Go to Amazon, because it's going to explain to you more in depth about all these different files that we're talking about tonight. So, what happens when we're in that mode and it's time to relax? What are some songs that we can go there with?
All right, this is an especially good song that relaxes people, and it's about as close. You know, now my partner, Dr. Midland, has experimented with recording people's brain waves and putting them, putting them on a soundtrack, and so that you can carry your own brain waves on your iPod. And this song here that I'm going to give you is about as close to that as you can get. It's a song titled "Reflection Eternal," and it's by Nujabes. Reflection Eternal, Nujabes, and very, very close to the sound of brainwaves. So,
absolutely. I always love Enya. I play my Enya when I need to
Enya's
to relax.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Very good. Pachelbel's Canon in D is a good one. And another good one is The Beatles' "In My Life." And then, of course, "You Turn Me On" by Norah Jones, and that's because the BPMs of that are so slow that you know, they become a lullaby.
Absolutely. Everyone, I just have to make a quick note that these are suggestions of songs that we're giving you. If they don't work for you, then by all means, pick the playlist that works for you. These are suggestions that work for Dr. Cardillo, songs that work for me. So really do the work. Don't just, you know, be lazy and write these songs down and say, okay, that works for him, it's going to work for me. Do the work and find the songs that really resonate with you, that will bring you up and bring you to that relaxing file as well, too, because it's a personal thing. We've got to get in touch with ourselves. That's why we're doing the 5 exercises that you can start doing right now to help you optimize your alertness, your relaxation, and your balance. Speaking of relaxation, we're on list number 2, making the relaxation file. So where were we, Dr. Carrillo? Cardillo.
Well, first, I want to say you're absolutely right about that, though, and that's very important, that the songs have to be meaningful to you. You have to like them, and the more you like a piece of music, the more it works, and the longer its effects will last, too. So the next two songs I'm going to give are a little quicker in the BPMs, but they'll work if you have an emotional attachment to them. So if you like them, they'll work for you. And so I use Here Comes the Sun by George Harrison as an example. Mm-hmm. And I also use Every Breath You Take by Sting or The Police.
Oh, yeah, I love Sting. Sting, actually, now, what did Sting do for you on your book?
Well, yeah, Sting just happened to endorse our book.
Well, you know what? We live lives, Dr. Cardillo, that are heavy stress. And a lot of people I always get the emails that, oh, I'm so stressed. What are some songs that we can put on that heavy stress busting file so we can bust the stress out of our life?
Well, you know, I would use songs that have emotional memory. So I would take songs from as far back as I could that have positive memories for us, memories of when we felt really comfortable, really safe, really well. And I would go as far back as I could with that. And those emotional memories are very, very strong. For me, you know, a very powerful memory is, you know, the memory that I have when we used to have breakfasts together as a family when I was a kid. And my mother would have the radio on, and if a Nat King Cole song came on, she'd sing along with it. And so one song that I have on my playlist for heavy stress busting is the song Unforgettable by Nat King Cole. Then, you know, there's other songs like I would recommend a really instrumental song like Silhouette, maybe, by Kenny G. Uh-huh. And for me, here's something that I do. I like to make slideshows. So you can use your cell phone or whatever kind of camera you have to make a slideshow and then put a soundtrack to it. A meaningful soundtrack. So now what's happening is because you're going to use the visual center of your mind and you're also using the auditory center of your mind, what's going to happen is it's going to amplify the effect of calmness for you. So uh-huh. what I did is last summer my children and I went to a concert at Oceanside in Massachusetts, and there was a Beatles cover band, and they were playing a song, the song All My Lovin' by the Beatles, and my daughters absolutely fell in love with the song, so I had these slides of that concert and you know, my daughters, and all I need to do, you know, if I've got a lot of stress happening, all I need to do is put on that slideshow with the slides from, you know, our stint at the ocean with a backdrop or a soundtrack of All My Lovin', and it can shift my mood pretty quickly. So I would recommend getting something like that in advance. To, you know, when you have a stressed series of days or a stressed day, that way you have it right there on your phone.
That's right.
Or on your iPod, and when the stress hits, you've got it. I have to say, another thing that works really well are those childhood songs that we use.
Yes.
You know?
Music for drugs, people. That's what we're talking about here tonight at Max and Friends. We're giving you 5 exercises you can start doing today to help you optimize your alertness, your relaxation, and your balance. Dr. Cardillo, we've got to go right into exercise number 5 before we get there. Ronan, quickly give me a hit of a song.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров персональный спутник.
Well, that's going to be the exercise number 5. Yeah, you can feel it. And that's great for exercise number 5. Dr. Cardillo, we're running out of time, so we've got to give them this quickly. It's exercise number 5, exercise for using the raw power of your emotions to your advantage and how to turn downward emotional spirals around. How can we take that raw power we have to really of our emotions to our advantage.
Okay, so next time you're feeling down, give yourself a time limit with certain emotions. Just tell yourself you're not going to invest so much time in certain perspectives, and tell yourself these things can and will change. And while you're telling yourself that, you can think, I'll feel down for a couple of days, maybe even a week, but tell yourself that things will look up again afterwards. And another thing that I think that is good practice is the next time that you're feeling a negative emotion, match the moods with the right task. For example, pay attention to what you can do better under the influence of certain emotions. For example, when people are sad, many people can actually listen more closely than they can if they're really excited. They can also do a more meticulous or tedious work when they're under the influence of sadness than they can if they're really excited, and the tedious work just makes them jumpier or more anxious. For example, I can really look for a needle in the haystack in my research when I'm a little sad. More so than I could if I were having a really exciting day, and then it's a lot harder to do. For me, if something makes me angry, I can't do anything creative under that emotion. However, I can do some good critical thinking. I could also do good critical readings when I'm under the influence of anger. And then what happens is as you start to produce a positive result, for example, as my reading and critical reading starts to get the job done for me, then I start to feel better and my anger starts to dissipate. Or if you're sad and you're doing the meticulous work and the close work that you do well when you're under that emotion, you'll feel a sense of reward, and then you'll see the sadness goes away.
Absolutely. We could do a whole show just on the raw power of our emotions. I think we might have to, because it's getting into, I could feel that vibe coming, that people are going to want to know more about this. Dr. Cardillo, we've got to come to that point in the show. We need to wrap things up. So my emotion now is going to get a little bit sad. But on a happier note, everyone, CBS News is next. I'm going to be here every Sunday for you right here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. I've got to let you know that we're going to let our winner from the uncommongoods.com Valentine gift. We're going to let you know this week before Valentine's Day. So thank you all for hashtagging me Valentine. On that note, Dr. Cardillo, we're going to have you back, and we're going to do a show on the raw power of our emotions, because I think that's going to set some people free. So I have to thank you again for being here. Dr. Joseph Cardillo, it's been a pleasure having you on Max and Friends.
Thank you very much, as always.
Absolutely. You know, I say the first time you're a friend, the second time you're family. So now you're back technically the second time, but it's the third time that we played you. So you're a family here on Max and Friends. So our listeners love you. So everyone, my pleasure. Check out josephcardillo.com. Of course, all of his books you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. These were the five exercises you could start doing today to help you optimize your alertness, relaxation, and balance with Dr. Joseph Cardillo on Max and Friends. I hope to help you with your life, people. That's what this life class was about. Dr. Cardillo, before you go, I want to do a book with you called No More Pills, because we don't need pills after we talk about this.
That's right.
Right? No more pills, people.
That's right.
Tune
good
into title. Music. It is, right? We'll work on
Absolutely.
That book together. All right, everyone. I've got to wrap this show up before I don't have a radio show anymore, because, you know, it costs money to be here. So love you all for listening. Tune in to Max and Friends every Sunday night. Remember this week to take life to the max. Happy Valentine's Day to y'all, to all you lovers out there. Treat one another with love, with respect. And, of course, with these steps that we gave you tonight, put those into effect this week into your life. And I love you all for listening. Take life to the max. Tune in next Sunday. I'll be here, Max and Friends, every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio. Good night, and thanks for tuning in.